Praise God. I want to ask you to allow me to say a few things this morning. Praise the Lord. I received a mail from somebody, an email, and I replied that he should try and watch our channel, that between 12 and 12:30 I will comment on what he wrote. This is the mail. He says, the subject is letter of advice. Dear Pastor Moses, I am a true viewer of all Christian programs on television, and my faith really has built up over years, and my mostly watched channel is Emmanuel TV. In fact, I was a bit worried when I heard your repeat broadcast on 1st January 2015, when you preached on messages of spiritual corruption and walking in the will of God. In your preaching, you were clearly alluding to Synagogue Church of All Nations, where you were saying anointing water is being bought for 5,000 naira. As well, you did talk of anointing oil prophet Jeremiah in Warri. Sir, I personally feel that is bad for ministers of God to be doing this. I remember in Prophet TB Joshua's sermon, he spoke of the need for churches to be united so that God will do more exploits. Sir, your message cannot bring such to fruition as you were discouraging members from other churches. I personally believe, things of the Spirit, God can truly tell you which is the living church if you truthfully and faithfully seek the face of God in your worship. We should not judge on earth. Every church has a reason for what it is doing, and God gave different callings to men of God. I'm sincerely advising that such preaching be avoided if we want to build more faith in Christendom. We should not allow Satan to scatter the church with discouraging messages as those with little faith cannot stand. May God give you the heart and spirit of oneness, as well remove castigation and negative comments on other churches. Nigeria is highly blessed with ministers of God. One unique quality of Prophet TB Joshua is that he never replies such negative comments, as at appointed time, God will reveal the truth, and it has been happening. Thanks, Engineer Herman Ethan Zome from Adamawa State, Numan. Praise God. Why I have decided to go on air is because I know it may not only be our precious engineer Herman that may be having this impression. And I need to correct this impression. Praise the Lord. Number one, Brother Herman, and all those who may be watching, what you watched, they were not the complete sermon. They were only excerpts. They were extracted highlights of that message, just some portions. And it was written there. If you want to hear the complete message, they gave you the numbers to call and who to contact so that you can get the full message. I would have expected that a rational person like you will have been patient and listened to the whole message first before making a conclusion. So I advise you to go and look for that message. Capitalize on the ignorance of the children of God. Ha! When I see like this, I go, ha! For Ikotu, they sell water. 5,000 naira. Small bottle. The cost of production of that bottle, I am sure that bottle no reach 20 naira. The water, uncle, how much? Everything in that bottle, no matter what, if you want to make 100% profit, it should not be up to even 100 naira. But it is sold to ignorant people. Ignorant people. Wow, 5,000 naira. Ha! That is spiritual corruption. It's corruption. Freely we receive. Freely we give. Directly or indirectly. Stop commercializing the anointing. The anointing is, you did not buy it. Why are you selling it? How much did it cost you to buy it? If it is something that can be purchased, are you the richest man? So many other people will have gone to buy it. But it is written, it is not he that will it, nor he that run it. It is a call from God. Hey, listen. Every man shall give account of himself. That scripture is there waiting for every one of us. Continue doing what you are doing. God, for his hand, is looking at you with what you are doing with the anointing. But one day, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We will all give account of what we did in the ministry. Some sell handkerchief. 100 naira handkerchief, 1,000 naira. Some. Now, at the Kotu, they sell water. In Wari, there's one there. Their own there is the same package like the way they pack. I'm sure that the same company they produce the bottle for them. The same thing he own, now oil he put inside. Something messy oil. Oil. And people are rushing it. Oh! My people are destroyed for lack of. The next thing you will hear, ignorant people say, but if they walk, unknown to you, it is not the water or the oil, it is your faith. It is your faith. Me, it will never work for me. Because when I pick it like this, I am looking at 419. It can never work for any revelated bride of Christ. Because we will not have faith to receive like that. But let me make a few comments on some points you brought out. Engineer Hammer. Number one is for the need for churches to be united. I agree too with you. This is what Jesus Christ said. We can screen John 17, verse 21. He said that they all may be one. And I hope you know that is the, what do you call it, for Christian Association of Nigeria. That's their motto. Thank you. Motto. The motto for the Christian Association of Nigeria is this very verse. John 17:21. That they may be one. Now, see how that unity is. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Now, that they may be one in us. That they may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. So, the unity that you are talking about is not the unity that began, that produced the Tower of Babel. There is the Babel-like unity. Praise the Lord. They were united, but God was not in it. Babel means confusion. That is the meaning of Babel. It is from Babel you have Babylonia. Babylon. Church, listen. When we talk about Christianity, we are not talking about a social gathering. That is the problem with Christianity. It is not Rotary Club. It is not Red Cross. Where everybody come to gather. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Unfortunately for my brother, you are looking at only one side of scripture. Yes, your desire is my desire. That Christianity we may be one. But how can Ishmael and Isaac ever be united? It is my wish that all of us, Christianity, we should be united. But how can wheat and tares ever be united? Their origin, they are separate origin. Their origin is not the same. The person that planted the wheat is different from the person that planted the tares. And they are all in one church, one place. How can they be united? What type of unity is that? We are carnal Christians and we are spiritual Christians. How can they flow together? A unity that is not centered around the Word of God, Christ the Word, is not a unity from God. Praise the Lord. And that unity that is being preached by the religious leader, it is nothing but political unity. Christian Association of Nigeria is not a Christian association. It is a pressure group. It is a political association. And everybody is entitled to belong to any association. And I did not say you should not join Christian Association, but it has no basis from the scripture. If this Bible does not unite me and you, nothing else can unite me and you as far as Christ is concerned. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Herman made another statement about identifying a true church. Amen. And that if you are really spiritual, that God will lead you, will show you a true church. But from the way you are talking, Brother Herman, there is no false church. If you agree that there are false churches, then if I follow your logic, you are saying that synagogue church is not among them. But here you are. You are telling me not to judge, but you are also at the same time saying that there are false churches and that God should lead you to know the true church. So we are on the same platform. Me and you, Haman. There are false churches. And I agree with you, Brother Haman. May God open your eyes to know which one is true and which one is false. I have a question for Brother Hema. What do you use to judge any church, whether it is true or false? It is not the message from any pastor. It is not what any pastor is saying. Because even what that pastor is saying has somewhere to be judged from. William Branham preached a message entitled "A Thinking Man's Filter." What do you use to filter what you hear? To know what is true and what is false, we have the Bible. Apostle Paul said, anybody that will preach anything contrary to this Bible, let him be accursed. Anything contrary to what they have preached. And I have, everywhere I criticize, I use the Bible as a basis for what I am saying. And church, every preacher is a critic. He might tell you not to fornicate. Do you know that this channel is watched all over the world? Do you know that in the Western world, women are given license for prostitution? And it's a legal business? And they pay tax? So if I say stop fornication, I am criticizing somebody's business. It's wrong to criticize. If I say Christians should not drink alcohol, I am criticizing breweries. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Every preacher is a critic. So why are you singling me out of all the preachers? Brother Hema, your pastor does not criticize sin. Now, concerning those who sell anything spiritual, those who sell water, and then, listen, I only use that. Even in that message, I didn't call TB Joshua Hema. Now you calling him, not be me. Because he's not the only one doing it. I mentioned those who sell handkerchief. I mentioned those who sell oil. And many more other things they sell. There are people that before they do deliverance, before you even see them, pastors, you fill form and you pay for it. So I don't know why you are singling out TB Joshua. He's only one of those doing it. And not that I'm afraid to call his name, but he's not the only one. There are many. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And where do I find them wrong? I find them wrong from the Bible. The Bible says freely. Which scripture is that? Chapter 10, Matthew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, from verse 5. These 12 sent, Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go ye rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, this is where I'm going. He said, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out. Is that not what is happening over there, even in synagogue? Is it not this commandment that we are obeying? This sign shall follow them that believe. Then the next statement, freely you have received, freely give. On the basis of that scripture, a anybody, including your pastor, Brother Hema, and your prophet. The word of God is no respecter of persons. 2 Peter chapter 2. Peter saw this spirit long before it began to manifest. Verse 1. He said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even deny the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And truth, this is where I am going, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise. They will make merchandise of you. If you don't know this grammar, they will use you, make money. And my brother said that we should leave God to judge. This is what the next verse. He said, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Freely you receive. But then, he said, with feigned words, sweet mouth. It's not everybody that is calling Jesus that is from Jesus. It's not everybody that is using the anointing of the Holy Ghost that is from God. The anointing, the rain, falls on the just and the unjust. And listen, Brother Haman. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. He said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Why? For they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually understood, spiritually discerned. Verse 15. But he that is spiritual does what? He judges all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. And verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Because we are his bride. Why I read that scripture, Brother Herman, is you look at my ministry and judge me from the scripture. And if you see me doing anything contrary to the scripture, then you judge me too. That is the meaning of that scripture. I won't stand here and judge others. And yet, me myself, I'm guilty of the same thing. So here am I, open. Come by yourself. Watch us very well. Praise the Lord. You made another comment, Brother Haman, that every church has a reason why that ministry is established. You are 100% correct. And the reason why, hallelujah, hallelujah, the reason why you establish that ministry determines your emphasis in that ministry. If you have raised up people to go to heaven, then you will teach them righteousness. But if you have raised up ministry so that you can make money, then you will begin to sell everything you can sell to make money. Because that is the reason you set up that ministry. There is no justification whatsoever for anybody to put water inside bottle and sell it for even 100 naira. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. For healing. For deliverance. There is no justification. Brother Herman, wake up. You are in slumber. Stop defending evil. Stop looking at the anointing. Look at the word. Stop looking at the anointing. That is the problem Christianity has.
two groups of people that are deceiving the people. Number one, they use anointing. People look at the anointing and think that they are of God. So anything they are doing is approved of God because you don't know the scripture. The second group are those who, you know, intimidate the people with the titles they bear. And people think that because they bear such mighty, high-sounding titles, that they are from God and that it determines a spiritual level. But we know better. We know better. Our eyes of understanding He has opened up at last, and the victory is ours. Who will change down in the past? True jubilee of salvation, every spirit of the earth will be our home.
A lot of people don't know that we have the natural Israel and the spiritual Israel. And you will understand the spiritual Israel if you understand how God deals with the natural Israel. Israel, God ordained that He will lead them by the office of a prophet. But they decided they wanted a king. And the problem with Christianity today is that they don't even differentiate between the perfect will of God and the permissive will of God. And yet, Samuel was crying. God told Samuel, if they reject you, it is not you they reject to lead them. It is me they are rejecting. Then he said, Oya, come, let me show you who you will ordain for them. And then he went and anointed a man king. Listen, church, that anointing was done by thus saith the Lord. And he became the anointed of, the anointed king of Israel, anointed of the Lord. Yet, God said, it is, they rejected him. So he gave them what they want. Was he anointed by God? Yes. And everybody was our king, our king, our king. But watch every prophet of God in Israel. None of them looked at a king as anything. He saw Elijah, Ahab. And the king said, hey, you are the one troubling Israel. And he turned and he looked at him. It is you and your father's house that are troubling Israel. Who is a man to talk to a king like that? Praise God. Praise the Lord. That is the problem we have in Christianity. We have been bamboozled by these high-sounding offices. Archbishop, Reverend Doctor, the very Reverend, His Holiness, His Grace. And people look at it and truly think that it is something in the Church of Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with the Church of Jesus Christ. It is for their organization. Their organization. Their organization has hierarchy. They promoted them to lead that group. It has nothing to do with the Church of Jesus Christ. No matter how big the signboard is. Praise the Lord. I don't intend to offend you, but I'm just answering you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sorry, one more thing you said. You spoke about building faith in Christendom. Now what we are saying will not build faith. I don't know whether you know the meaning of faith. But let me tell you, praise the Lord. We have only one faith, and it's the faith of the apostles. For we are built upon the foundation of the apostles. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20 says so. And no other foundation can anyone build than that which is built. And what I am actually doing is building back the faith of the people. And to build the faith of the people is to return the people back to Bible Christianity. That's exactly how to build the faith of the people. And that is what we are attempting to do with what we are saying here. And you are saying that what I am saying will scatter the church. No, the church is already scattered. What I'm trying to do is to build back the church. Hallelujah. Maybe you have not understood. The church is already scattered. Scattered. How? You don't know? When the church of Jesus Christ started, was there Methodist? Was there Baptist? Was there Deeper Life? Was there Chosen? Was there Brother Assembly? Was there Catholic? It is the result of the scattering. The church was scattered to pieces. Scattered to pieces. Every name of church you call is the name of a piece that was scattered into. So what we are doing is to bring back the church together. We are already scattered. Brother, we are already scattered. Already scattered. Scattered. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You pray the prayer for me, Brother Herman, that may God give me the spirit of oneness. Oneness with the Spirit of God, or oneness with praise the Lord. I am already united with God by His word. I am to be united by His word. And I say amen to your prayer in Jesus' name. Finally, you said that people have criticized T.B. Joshua. And one thing you love about him is that he does not reply them. Because at the end, it will speak for itself. Of course, what do you think he will answer me for selling his anointing? He has no answer. He's not the only one keeping quiet. In Matthew chapter 22, there was a marriage feast that was going on. And everybody was supposed to wear the wedding garment. And when the governor of the feast came, he saw somebody in there that was sitting in the marriage feast without the wedding garment. And he asked him, how I manage you able to join them? You come here and without the wedding garment. What was the reply? The Bible says he was speechless. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you are doing anything and people are getting stumbled, something that is for the generality of the public, you have become a public person and you are doing something that people don't understand and they are criticizing and they are asking you questions. If you are sincere, you should come out and explain it. You are morally obligated to explain why you are selling anointing oil. And T.B. Joshua must also come and tell the world why his church that started, he will not allow people, women, painted mouths to enter.
You not allow women wearing trousers to enter. Suddenly now, the thing changed. And when it changed, some of us that knew him before, we are wondering why. And he's keeping quiet. You must tell us why. Why did you change? Were you wrong before? Tell us you were wrong. That it doesn't matter, they should come. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, Brother Eman, I am not criticizing anybody. I am a preacher. And every time the natural Israel went off, there was always somebody God will raise to bring them back to the right track. He has always used an anointing, and it is the Elijah anointing. He had Elijah the Tishbite that he heard as his voice. You can never close the mouth of God. He had Elisha. After Elijah was gone, he has to reserve that. And he promised that there will be Elijah that will come to do two things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the third Elijah and the fourth Elijah. The third Elijah and the fourth Elijah, they are all in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Before he will come. And it is a restoration ministry. Fulfilled in the ministry of John the Baptist for the Jews and William Marion Branham for the church ages. In this age, God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last day. We have called a revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are. And what we are supposed to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For the original life. Hallelujah. The original life. Original seed. The original seed. The original word. The original word. Please take note. Take note, Brother Emma, that I have not criticized the anointing on TB Joshua. Until proved otherwise, I believe the anointing of Prophet TB Joshua is from God. Until proved otherwise. Praise the Lord. I believe the anointing on Yakilome is genuine. I believe the anointing on all of them. I believe the anointing on Lazarus Umuoka is genuine. Listen to me. It is God that released that anointing to fulfill his purpose. Now the question you should ask me is, what is the purpose of God on them? It is in the Bible. Go and listen to the message I preach that I titled The Spirit of Delusion. The answer is there. So don't you think that I'm criticizing him. Because I have not seen TB Joshua make any altar call and send the people for water baptism. I have not seen him take any doctrine. Every teaching he teaches is love. Love and believe God. Then the remaining 10 hours of the service, it is power, 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 power.
So there is nothing there that can perfect anybody. There is nothing there that can send anybody to heaven. Because you come and the demon is cast out, but your soul is not yet delivered. And that is why we have been screaming. And I'm saying it boldly because he listens to us. So that he will know that I'm not running him down. But I'm saying, Prophet T.B. Joshua, you have backslidden. We know who you used to be before. We know you before. We know you. But you are backslidden. That rugged faith we know you to have, you have deviated. Come back, says the Lord.